Yeah, there we go.
Hello, Pink Whale Nuts Garage. There goes those sheep again. Get those sheep out of the garage. And somebody keep that cow away from the welder with you. Jeez, I tell you guys, that poor bloody cow. Well, hello everybody. Welcome to the Pink Wheel Nuts Garage. Those obviously are not unhappy customers in the garage. Those are the listeners you're hearing because we are live from Pride 48 Las Vegas. Live here in the Pink Wheel Nuts Garage. So, welcome everybody. We have a room full of live listeners here, and we have a chat room full of chat room listeners on the chat room. And so we have a lot of stuff to cover here. What I like to do sort of traditionally at the live show in Las Vegas, I just like to introduce myself a little bit more. So we're going to talk a little bit about what the Pink Wheel Nuts Garage is. And the associated show, the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast, I'll be talking about those kinds of things. I do have a co-host with me. I'll introduce her in a minute. I'm going to be talking today about your happiness setting. Has everyone been thinking about your happiness setting? We're going to get into that today a little bit. And I'm going to tell you what we've been up to with, riding around in the Pride 48 shuttle and hearing about what's been going on here. So, firstly, let me welcome to the show the one, the only, Brenda Boo from... Hello again, it's Brenda Boo.
Fate driver. Hello. Can I just say, wow, that's really loud. I want to say how proud I am that you honored me to be your co-host. I'm happy to represent the Laughing Buddha, as I see written on your screen. Co-host played by Brenda Boo. So thank you.
You are absolutely correct. For those people who follow the Pink Wheel Nuts Garage, which is the live show that appears on pride48.com on Fridays, most or some Fridays, whenever the bloody hell I feel like it Fridays, at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, my co-host emeritus is the Laughing Buddha, and unfortunately he cannot be with us today because he had to make a very difficult choice, as some of you might know, between taking classes with his grandmaster of Tai Chi. So he is there. So Laughing Buddha, I hope your grandmaster is embellishing your spirit. So we're thinking about you here. We do miss you. For those of us who've met Laughing Buddha last year. So, how about a little round of applause for the Laughing Buddha people? Okay, so now you know, if you've seen me around the Luxor and the Excalibur, you know that I never go anywhere Hello. Without my go bag. So, I've brought my go bag once again. And if anyone's interested in knowing what's in it, just say, what's in it, Faye?
What's in it, Faye?
All right. Well, let me put it on the ground, and I'll just see what's going on down here. Just one second.
How do you keep the head from leaking through the seams? Your disembodied head that you keep in there?
Oh, no. There's no heads in there.
No, right, honey.
And be careful when you say head and leaking. So, Brenda Boo, I have for us today, you know, on the Pink Wheel Nuts Garage, which is the live show that appears on Pride48.com every bloody Friday that I feel like it at 7 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, we usually sit down and have a drink because the whole idea behind the Pride 48 Garage, or the Pink Wheel Nuts Garage, is it's like at the end of the week when you're all working on your vehicles, you come to the garage, everybody sits around, somebody buys a case of beer, there's beer in the fridge. And you just come in, you might talk about cars and things, and we generally have a drink. Except in this case, we don't usually drink beer on the Pink Wheel Nuts Garage. We're a little more cultured than that, Brenda. So, Brenda,
is that what you call it?
I have culture. For you. I have for you a lovely California wine. Ooh. This is a Robert Mondavi from his private selection, a Pinot Noir. This is a 2010 vintage. In fact, in British Columbia, you know, we also make wine as well. And I know that in the Okanagan Valley, which is in the heart of British Columbia, our 2009 year was a very good year for the Pinot grape. But this is the 2010, so we're going to try it. So I'm wondering if we have any gentlemen in the crowd that could help us out and maybe open this bottle of wine for us.
Mr. Boo.
We have the appropriate accoutrement for you there. There's an opener.
I heard that the Pinot live in small huts underneath the trees. Is that correct? Is that where the name comes from?
No, I'm afraid that may be, you may be a little confused on that.
Oh, trolls. I'm thinking of trolls. I'm sorry.
There's a wine glass for myself. I'm taking the nicer one.
Well, why wouldn't
because
you?
I'm in charge, and there's a dinky little glass for you. So Eric, Mr. Eric Boo is opening this wine for us. Thank you very much, Eric. I've also brought for us a selection of grapes. I wouldn't recommend eating a grape and then having the wine, but I wanted you to feel comfortable, and I thought it might be nice to have a little something. If anybody wants to have a grape, please feel free to come up to the front of the room, take a grape, and enjoy yourself. So now, we've talked a little bit about the Pink Wheel Nuts Garage, and if we have time tonight, we may get to car questions. One of the things I like to do... Oh, there's a distinctive sound there. One of the things I like to do on the Pink Wheel Nuts Garage show is discuss people's car questions, and sometimes people need help with their car. You know, thank you very much, sir. I've just been handed a lovely glass of Pinot Noir. And I noted nobody has noticed that it's 11 o'clock in the morning, and nobody's been giving any grief about drinking a little early. Well, I was thinking it is 1 o'clock Eastern Daylight Time, so I thought it would be appropriate. Shall we have a little tink?
Yes, please.
Cheers. Pardon us while we have a little sip.
Oh, yes. Full-bodied.
All right.
There's a note of mud and earthen and bullshit right there.
All right. You and I need to get together and drink more wine, I think.
Sorry.
So anyway, on the Pink Wheel Nuts Garage, one of the goals of the show was, you know how you go to your mechanic and you...
Sure do, bye.
And you got a problem like my car is going fwop, 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 you hear a sound or something and you're not sure what it is.
Yeah, sometimes you ignore those sounds, and you're driving down the road, and your transmission seizes. But I'm familiar with sounds. Recognizing the sounds, not so much.
Right, and sometimes, you know, if you hear your car making a fwop, 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 you might like to take it to a mechanic, but you don't want to walk up to the guy and say, my car's going fwop, 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 because as soon as you say that, he goes, all right, $800, no problem, because he knows he'll be able to ding you for all you're worth.
Is there a menu that actually lists the sounds? Like, fwup fwup is 800, cha-ching ching is something else, you know?
I think it depends where you go, but you're probably okay. Right.
Hey, Faye, have you ever heard this sound? Waka 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 waka. No, Daniel, you always use that for his car. Waka waka.
That's not a sound effect. That's actually Dr. West's car that makes that noise.
What was I thinking? I thought it was Miss Pac-Man. Or is that Miss Minstrel Pac-Man?
When he makes house calls, that's how they know he's coming.
Waka, 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 waka.
So the goal of the Pink Wheel Nuts Garage live show is to have people come to the garage and talk about their car problems, and then I will try to educate them along with the co-host that I have on the show who join me occasionally. There is always a different co-host or set of co-hosts, and we help you to figure out what might be wrong with your car so when you do go to the mechanic, you don't have to say, my car is going fwup, fwup, fwup. You can actually say, my spindle thwacker is loose, or something like that, right?
I beg your pardon.
So that's the Pink Wheel Nuts Garage Show. Now, I realize, you know, this show's going to be a little bit zany. It's not necessarily the normal kind of show that I do live, the Pinky Winlet's Garage show. We have a lot of stuff to talk about. It's going to be a little bit weird. We have some conspiracy theories that we're going to discuss a little later on. And, I like the conspiracy theories a little bit. Do you like the conspiracy theories, Brenda Boo?
Well, I have paranoid tendencies. And when you're paranoid, the conspiracy theory really, you know, can really meld and grow and become, you know, something larger than life. So I try to keep it down, but I do always feel like there's an underlying motive, and that's a very big part of the conspiracy theory. So I'm going to say yes, Faye.
Well, that's good, because I have a couple that I'm going to share with you later on.
Excellent.
So I also want to talk about the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast. And this is my show, which is not the live show. This is a shorter show, usually about 20 minutes or so. And the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast is my life that I podcast from within one of the couple of cars that I have. If you haven't figured it out by now, I'm a bit of a car freak. I'm like seriously nerdy and weird about cars.
May I interject here, please? Just yesterday, we were in the Pride Shuttle with Mark and Peter and my lovely husband, Mr. Boo. Mark, would you like to come up here and share this anecdote, please? Because you're a key member and feature of this story, so take it from there.
Yes, I got chewed out by Daddy Faye for slamming the door on his late model BMW. So I'm very sorry about that, Faye.
No need to apologize.
Yes, I have a 97 Suzuki Swift where you really have to slam the doors, so that's why I did it.
I understand.
And the way he reprimanded him, it was just like, like your daddy. Everybody stopped talking in the car, Mark. Now, when you close the door, how do you close the door? Do you need to slam it? No, you need to just push it. And in my fancy car, you don't even have to close it. It closes itself. And everybody in the car was staring at him, and Mark felt
small.
He was small. Yes, it wasn't a safe place in your car at that time.
I went to a shame spiral.
Damn you.
Yes, I'm sorry for making you feel small,
Mark.
You
should have told me 2 years ago. But
we all peed in our pants a little.
So
Daddy Faye is mad.
So the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast is an in-car show that I tape while I drive one of the couple of cars that I have. I have a little sports car that I drive, and I tend to drive that very assertively, shall we say, to be politically correct. And then another large, luxurious car, which is the Pride 48 Shuttle. Now, if anyone has been able to enjoy the Pride 48 Shuttle this weekend, I want to thank you very much for booking a ride in the Pride 48 Shuttle. It's been a real great pleasure to be able to meet many of the people who've come here, and I really feel lucky to be able to be here for you and to do that. It's been a great time. So there's a little tidbit about the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast.
Did you find that thing I left in the car yet?
No.
You should by tomorrow.
All right. It's not. Is it rotting and stinking?
Did you ever see Grumpy Old Men?
Yes.
Well.
I don't have. But you know, you have a photographic memory for television shows and things like that, and mm-hmm. I can't remember what I said 15 minutes ago.
You should ask Eric. I remember lots of things. Things that should be forgotten. Things that come in handy. Some that haunt me from them, but yeah, I do remember a lot of stuff.
I found that actually, I think that's a significant difference between girls and boys. Every girl that I've dated or had a relationship, they think that we remember every single thing, and it's just not, it's not possible. It doesn't happen.
Okay, so in response to that, we went to the body exhibit yesterday, and we saw a sign that said that, what was it, 2.5 times of women's brains are bigger, honey. That's what it boils down to.
And you discovered that at the body
thing?
There
was a sign up that said that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. What did you think of the body exhibit?
You know what? All the men, all the bodies were men. So I saw a lot of penises and their corresponding balls hanging there. But it was fascinating. The most fascinating thing was the arteries that were like this mesh. And so, like, when, you know, you cut yourself and it's bloody, but you can't really see anything, it was just incredible to see how delicate and fine everything really, and everything's all mushed up together. And I mean, it's no wonder if you go to the doctor and you've been pickling your liver for 20 years and they're like, what the hell do you want me to do about it now? I mean, it's a delicate system that's more of an answer than you wanted. Bringing it down. No, I liked it. It was very interesting.
Good. That's good. I've seen it too. It really creeps me out. I can't handle that stuff. Like, I have a little bit of a weak stomach. And you wanted to talk about, I think someone wanted to talk about it at dinner, and it was, I couldn't do it.
No, I was staring at it. I was getting real close up and looking. I mean, I told Eric, I said, how am I supposed to eat roast from now on? Because the meat, it looked like any roast I'd ever seen. You know, it's just flesh. So, so all those images are permanently stuck in my head now, so it's okay.
And what did you think of the penises?
Most of them were cut.
Oh.
I don't know. They were just wrinkled up penises that had about 5 big veins that went down to them. They seemed fine.
Well,
average size. They looked like they could have, well, you know, the shaft, as you know, goes way back into the body.
That's right.
So. In more than one way, I guess.
You're absolutely correct, but I do have to say they're not those penises that are all plasticized like that. They're nothing like any penises I've seen.
Well, if you think about it, it's dehydrated, so you can't expect. I mean, actually, they were probably kind of big considering how much there was no fluid in them at all. So those were well endowed bodies. Let's just say that they should have been proud of themselves if they were.
I just want to acknowledge the people that are in the chat room with us this morning or this evening or afternoon, I should say, if you're having your wine at 1 o'clock Eastern Daylight Time like I am. Oh, is it 2 o'clock now? Oh, thank you. Well, even better. Open another bottle. We do have Toppy Smelly in the room. I see Gravitas is not only in the chat, but he's physically here in the room. Guru Nudi is here. We miss you, Guru Nudi. I really wanted to see you this year. It's my loss. Haunt Cub is again also in the chat and in the room, giving me a little wave there with his partner Ron there right beside him. Knott is here. Kyle in Hawaii, wondering how your new smart car is doing, Kyle in Hawaii. Pink Casey in Denver is here. Casey in Denver was spamming everybody with messages in Twitter this morning. So don't click on Casey in Denver's Twitter feed message there. The Scotty Battler. Scotty, you woke up. Yay. Thanks for joining us there, Scotty. And that Peter G is in two places at once as well. He's here in the room with us. There's a bunch of other people in the chat room that haven't spoken, so I'll just mention a couple of them. There's Kathy Bacon, SBA Matt is here, Secretly Timid John, Steven, and Timmy Sims, as well as VJ Net. And a few others I think may not actually be here. So welcome, guys, and thanks for joining us here on the Pink Wheel Nuts Garage Show. Now, where's my notes? Okay, now. I want to talk to you about happiness,
see,
Brenda.
This is why you brought me up here. Here's the bus, and now I'm getting thrown under it. Go ahead, Faye. Take it away.
Well, first let me explain to the people in the room and the people that are listening. I wanted to know this weekend, while you were here at Pride 48, I wanted to know what is your happiness setting. And your happiness setting is you have to imagine a dial or a lever. An audio technician might say a pot that you can turn up, or you know, like a gigantic the dial that I imagine in my head is the gigantic electrical button like that Dr. Frankenstein would use, you know, Igor, turn it up to 10, you know, and that's the kind of thing that I like the death machine dial. That's my happiness setting dial. Okay. So what I want to know from you is, why are you pointing that iPad at me? I need to know, Christian. You're recording this?
Video, yeah.
Oh.
Scared? Full disclosure.
I've been doing that for the last couple days.
All right.
How dare you.
Right, thank you.
Right up there for you.
So, my question
didn't
is...
Didn't you sign the little disclosure thing at the beginning?
I didn't get that one either.
Yeah. What I want to know is, what is your happiness setting on a scale of 0 to 10? So, I'm going to be going around. I've been asking a few people what their happiness setting is. And then, a secondary question is, what... is your idea of happiness? So do you feel enabled enough to answer that question, Brenda Boo?
Enabled?
Do you feel that you're in a loving, caring environment?
Oh, is this a safe environment? Sure, why not? let's see. I would say from 1 to 10, 1 being the worst and 10 being the happiest.
Okay.
I would say that day to day I'm about, 4 and 5. Just earlier today when we were having breakfast, I had a small meltdown. I've been doing this about once a day. But this time it was because it was happiness, because I was probably at about a 9, but I was feeling like sad because I just feel like this experience is never going to happen again.
Right.
That I've gotten to know Mark and you so well, and Jay and Peter and everybody here, but I've really got to spend a lot of quality time with you guys, and it's going to be over, and that's it. And that, I mean, the tears were, you can't see them, they're dried up, but my husband will attest I was crying, because happiness to me is friendship and relationships and not stuff and accomplishments. So I feel like if you want to get deep on this, the reason I go on my show, Hello Again, It's Brenda Boo, also available on iTunes, Big Fatty.
Hey, you can only plug one show on this podcast.
I just did it. That was my plug.
Oh,
anyway,
I don't know about that. All right, carry on.
Well, since you asked, and everybody here looks very disinterested, but I'll answer your question. It's because I value relationships. And in my life, Eric is my big outlet, and he's very busy, and I don't get to see him very much. So, you know, when we were talking about Twitter, you know, like earlier I was giving you crap because you don't follow me because you said, Brenda, you tweet too much. Well, it's just my way to reach out to people and talk and connect. So I feel like my happiness level would go up a lot. That's my phone.
Does that make you happy, that ring?
It does. It's like Pavlov's dog. Somebody loves me. What? Anyway. So, like, if I knew that there was a future where I could come and visit you and Mark, you know, even every 3 months or something, that would raise my happiness level.
You can visit me anytime. I live in Saskatchewan.
Okay. Or is that a lie? Is he lying to me, giving me bad locations?
I live several thousand miles from Saskatchewan.
You are such a dork. Do you know what a dork is?
It's a person who pulls on the push door and pushes on the pull door.
Actually, it's a whale penis, but go ahead.
Have you seen a plasticized, embodied, or whatever body exhibit whale penis?
No, I haven't.
Does anybody else want to answer the happiness setting
Mark
question?
Does. Mark in Canada does. Because he always talks about this kind of stuff on his podcast.
Mark is approaching the microphone.
When he's not giving out his misogynistic diatribes.
Yeah.
Joking.
Shut up, woman. No, to me, happiness is more about just being calm and content. And Yeah, I would say my setting is about an 8 on average.
That's a great setting.
Yeah.
Good.
Oh, so you're sucking up to Daddy Faye.
You didn't give your number, did you?
4 or 5.
4 or 5 generally.
Four
right
or five.
Now I'm probably about an 8 with nerves bringing it up to about a 10.
I've got some cold medication that will help with that.
Well, you like to soak. You've been doing a lot of immersion therapy, if you will, in the spa.
True. I've been addicted to the spa. Isn't it great?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I only saw you once. I don't know.
Yeah, we're missing each other.
Yeah. You go at like 4 in the morning or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm standing there at the doors when they open.
I'm going to bed and you're going to the spa or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mark.
Well,
thank you for your happiness setting. If anybody wants to come up throughout the rest of the show and tell us about your happiness setting, feel free to do so. This is an interactive show, after all. I welcome everyone to come and come up and say hello. So now, listen, you know, I've been doing a lot of traveling this year. This is like a big vacation for me. I really did a lot of planning and effort to come here to Pride 48 Las Vegas. And what has occurred is my partner and I, Mr. Anderson, as he's known on the show, and our dog, Max the dog, have come from Vancouver. We've driven down the Oregon coast and then over to Lake Tahoe. So I've been doing a lot of driving in the fair country of the United States of America, and I must say I'm quite impressed. I've been enjoying myself immensely. Now, as you know, I really enjoy driving my cars, right, Brenda Boo?
Mm-hmm. I saw you drive through a red light yesterday, so I know you'd like to drive your car.
Well, we can't be all correct all the time. Come on, I'm a tourist. Give me a break.
Red lights are optional, right?
So, yeah, we don't have them in Canada. I've never seen one before. So, you know, I've been doing a lot of driving, and the interstates are very interesting to me. It's a really... I have to say I've been exhausted at the end of driving on your massive interstates, because we don't have roads like this in Canada. You know, our the biggest sort of freeways we have are like two lanes, sometimes maybe three lane, which might be an HOV lane or something like that. So it kind of doesn't surprise me how many accidents occur on the interstates, because when you're driving an interstate, there's four lanes, probably, typically four lanes of traffic. Mm-hmm. So when you're driving along, you actually have to be aware of four sides of what's going on behind you, right, left, and in front of you. And
right.
I found that to be quite mentally taxing.
It's exhausting trying to figure out not only how you're going to maneuver between these people, but what all the idiots around you are going to do at a moment's notice.
Right.
And tweet about it at the same time.
I don't tweet and drive, my Madam TJ.
Yes.
Oh, you do?
I don't recall doing anything like that. So that was an interesting experience for me, is sort of the heightened awareness that I had. Because, you know, in Canada, we're drinking beer and just, you know, put it on cruise control and toddling along, right? But it's a lot different. I did notice, though, that many of the American drivers are quite good, and like 50 to 80%, I give them. Mm-hmm. My happiness setting for the drivers in the United States of America would be somewhere between a 5 and an 8. Because they were quite good about getting out of the way or moving into the getting out of the passing lane and stuff like that. So that was really interesting to me. The other thing that I really enjoyed was coming down the Oregon coast. Now, people, I got to tell you about the roads on the Oregon coast. Well, actually, I got to tell you about Mr. Anderson. Mr. Anderson, who's my partner of 14 or 15 years, I've lost track really. He's a bit of a persnickety dude, right? He doesn't like a lot of drama, or things need to be smooth. So you have to sort of, I do a lot of effort in my life to make Mr. Anderson's life smooth and comfortable, right?
That's very good of you.
So we're driving this pretty nice car. I got this big, long four-door sedan car we're driving. It's quite comfortable. And have you ridden in the back of the Pride 48 shuttle?
I was on the hump, remember?
Oh, yes.
And me and Mark were snuggling.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Do you find the rear of the Pride 48 shuttle comfortable?
It was very nice.
Yeah.
When you picked us up, and it was just me and Eric, I could feel the comfort, because when we were the three of us in the back there, it was a little tight.
Right.
But, you know, me and Eric are of the corn stalk. Right. Iowa fed, corn fed.
Well,
fat.
So Mr. Anderson sits back. Mr. Anderson sits in the back. I force him to sit in the back of the car.
Why?
Well, the car is designed specifically for the rear seat passengers. You know, it's the long version. It's 5.5 inches longer for the rear seat passenger. There's a lot of room back there.
So you're okay. So I'm a fly on the wall, and you're going grocery shopping on a Saturday, and you're like, let's go downtown and get groceries, and you make Mr. Anderson sit in the back.
Well, not if we're going for groceries, but if we're going for a 5-hour drive, he's in the back.
That would not fly in my household.
Okay, there are several reasons for this.
Okay.
I'll tell you why. You know, okay, we're driving for, it's going to be a 10-day drive. We're going to be stuck in this fucking car together, right?
Is Max up front?
Max is in the, no, he's a dog. He
yeah?
should be in the trunk, if you ask me.
You don't put your doggy in the trunk.
No. On the roof, yeah. No, Max sits in the back too, beside Mr. Anderson. He has this little blanket. He's got a very comfortable little spot, a little bed, and
how big a dog
water.
Is he? Can
he's
you...
a 70-pound dog. He's
oh my!
Like, you know,
that's like a small
he's
child.
Like a border collie size of a dog.
Mm-hmm.
So he sits beside Mr. Anderson, all curled up in his little spot, and Mr. Anderson feeds him stuff and makes sure he's happy, because the most important thing in Mr. Anderson's world is Max the dog. And then there's me. And so Mr. Anderson is back there. Now, there's a reason he's back there, because you have to consider weight distribution, people. When you're traveling, if you want to enjoy your car, you want to get the weight all distributed around. And it's much better if your passengers are in the back. See, he's on the opposite side, the passenger side. I'm on the driver's side in the front. So my 200 pounds of body and crap is on the front corner, and his 200 pounds of body and crap is in the rear corner. So we have weight distribution.
Let's talk about tire wear and tear then. Don't you think that front and back tire would disproportionately be worn out then? What are you going to do about, can you ever drive on the other side? What are you going to do about that, Faye Driver? Faye Driver?
Rotate the tires.
Speaking of tires, I need to tell you about an interesting thing. We actually had a flat tire on the spy car, but fortunately I'm a little bit of a prepared Boy Scout kind of a guy. I actually have a tire plug kit, and I was the man. I played the man.
You are the man.
I got my fingernails dirty, and I had to redo my nails. They got all scraped up. I got actually brake dust on my hands and everything. I had to pull that tire off. I popped the plug in there, pulled the nail out. And we were on our way. Saved myself $40 or $50 for that tire fix.
Very good.
So anyway.
I'm impressed. I couldn't do it.
Okay, so Mr. Anderson is in the back of the car, right? All settled in the back. I'm in the front. We hit the Oregon coast now.
Is it pretty? Is it as gorgeous as you'd think it'd be?
Well, the roads are incredible. I didn't really look at the scenery. But man, oh man, there's some really fantastic corners. I have to say, I'm extremely impressed. If you go from Eureka, California, over to Redding, California. Yeah. Is that right?
Sounds reasonable.
Redding, Oregon.
Is it Oregon? Well, anyway, just into the top of the California coast is Eureka, and then east of that is Redding, whatever state it's in. The roads are very, very tight, really cornery, but I have to say they've designed these roads really incredibly. There are these 270-degree corners, like serious massive corners. Mm-hmm. They're banked. They're like a 20-degree bank, and the radius is... Do you know what the radius of a corner is, Brenda Boo?
Please, no. I'm not even going to try and bullshit.
It's like when you turn into a corner... If a really well-designed corner, you can turn into the corner and leave your steering wheel in one spot and go all the way around the corner without having to turn the wheel at all, and that's a really well-designed radius for a corner.
So is that like if they were to take the concrete and do it in such a way that there's a little bit of a lift on the side? Is that what you mean?
No, it's just that the circle that they make is actually a perfect circle. So instead of having to turn a little bit and go, oh, I'm going to ride off the road, you turn a little more to get back on, oh, I'm going to ride off the road, turn a little less or whatever, that's a badly designed corner. That's a corner that doesn't have a consistent radius around the circle.
Right.
But the corners on this road and other roads I've driven in California, absolutely incredible. Peter G. wants to say something. He's going to approach the mic here.
You know, I was in your front seat yesterday, and there was like some special vibratory things you were showing me. Does that have anything to do with your 18 French and your sound? And do you drive in the car with all that stuff in, all your accessories in there?
With all those accessories installed?
Right.
Yeah.
Could you be more specific? That's very vague.
He's got the prince's wand, and he's got the 18 French thing with the big curve at the end.
I think that you always drive around with those in there?
And
I'm going to say no. I bet you don't.
The answer is no. There's no... other than the sexual connotation that occurs from the joy of driving the vehicle, there's no other physical accoutrement that I
Peter,
appreciate.
Please, help yourself to some wine. For God's sakes, don't be shy.
During the time that Peter G. was in your car, was his 200 pounds of crap distributed correctly?
It was indeed, yes.
Excellent.
He was showing me a lot of special features and stuff. He wanted me to press certain buttons and things.
Well, you press my buttons, that's for sure.
Hey-o.
Thank you.
Now, I want to go back to radiuses of curves and say in Arkansas the roads were built, as in a lot of places, just wherever the cows kind of, you know, the way the cows went or whatever. And so they don't take any consideration into curves or radius or whatever. You, especially in the north, you'll just... I mean, it's just like this. And I don't even think they're... Oh, this is audio. It's very snaky.
Right.
Hey, there's a word for you.
Have you ever driven in the mountains?
Oh, yeah.
Of the Appalachians, perhaps, even?
Well, I've driven the Rocky Mountains.
What were those things called, Eric, that we took a bus full of seniors to the mountains?
Are you talking about the Blue Ridge Parkway?
Yeah, now what was that big thing that where you actually you started at one point and then you curved around and you actually came around to the same point? What was that called? Do you remember?
A curve?
A curve.
I don't remember.
There was a special turnaround? Yeah.
Turnabout.
Turnabout, that's it, yeah.
Sure.
So there was this giant, you know, bus that holds 100 people going up in the mountains. It was very interesting to look over this side and, yeah.
Tennessean here. And the big thing in the Appalachians, the thing that we're so proud of, is the tale of the dragon. Have you heard of the tale of the dragon?
No.
I wish I could tell you exactly how many, but it's like 213 turns in 11 miles. It goes. It's
wow.
Fun. And the motorcycle riders and the sports car drivers like to drive on it. So you've got to put that on the list.
That is. Yeah, and actually, this is one of the reasons I came down the Oregon coast. I really wanted to experience that road, and I really had a fantastic time doing it.
You know, I listen to your show, and sometimes the car talk confuses me. But I do always enjoy listening to you giggle when you get going, and you're like, uh-oh, here it comes. And you're talking about, I can't even...
Stuff.
I can't tell you what he says. But he's so excited, and he's like, oh, here I'm accelerating. Hold on. And I can feel the happiness in you. So that raised my happiness level to a 9.
Oh, wow. We're getting up there. That's great. You know, the other thing, though, I do have one little complaint about the roads in on the interstates. Your line spacing is very odd. Like,
what do you mean?
Well, the distance between the lines, and on the interstates, the lines are bumps. In many places, they're bumpy. Like, they're cat's eyes, they're reflective things in the road. So when you want to change a lane...
You know you're changing lanes.
You know you're changing lanes.
It's to prevent people from nodding off and then weaving around.
Okay, but I understand that. I hate rumble strips for me, but I'm in favor of rumble strips for every other driver. But the thing is, though, if you want to give your... The ultimate goal for me when I have passengers is to give my passengers comfort. And Mr. Anderson is in the back there, you know, complaining about, oh, it's too jiggly, it's too jiggly.
Is Mr. Anderson listening to your show right now?
Oh, I doubt it.
No, okay. I just wondered how he's feeling right now. That stupid son of a bitch of a husband of mine complaining in the back seat. I love him.
So
don't get me
I'm
wrong.
Trying to change lanes without driving over the rumble strips or the cat's eyes, right? But the distance between the eyes is too short, and it's really hard to get across and drive your wheels in between the lines without hitting the lines.
You suppose they did that on purpose, so you couldn't avoid doing that?
Yeah, well...
Much like riding through a trailer park, and they have the speed bumps, there's no way to avoid them.
Yeah, I can do it.
No.
But it's like Mr. Anderson feels like we're being chased by a band of marauders, you know, like he's left and right all over the back, and he gets a little miffed.
Well, you know, Brenda, in those 55 and older parks, the speed bumps are actually the residents.
Hey, oh, dead people on the road.
So anyway, I just have to say I've really enjoyed coming here to Pride 48 Las Vegas, being here with the Pride 48 shuttle, and really enjoyed the trip down, and I'm going to hopefully equally enjoy the trip back home when I leave, sadly, tomorrow morning when I leave. So, all right now, I seem to be having some trouble with my microphone or my laptop. Having a little bit of technical difficulties. People, I need to talk about the conspiracy that's going on here, all right? Okay. Now, here's the rules. For those people that are in the chat room and the people in this room, you are the only people who are going to hear about the Daniel Brewer phenomenon.
Da, da, da.
When this goes out to air, when I podcast it out on my feed, you will hear none of this. So if you're willing to accept this and you're willing to not talk ever again about this and the Daniel Brewer phenomenon, then you may stay in the room. If you feel you cannot meet those needs, meet those requirements, I'm asking you now to leave the room and disconnect from the stream. So here is the Daniel. Here's the Daniel Brewer phenomenon. Stick with me, folks. It's a long one. I only have, 10 minutes to get through this. So just bear with me for a minute, or 10 minutes. Okay. Here's the Daniel Brewer phenomenon. I believe that the Daniel Brewer is compiling a spreadsheet, and every time you mention the Daniel Brewer on your podcast from your subscribe to stream, he makes a note in his spreadsheet, in his Excel spreadsheet. He's working on his phone right now. He's probably got it on his phone right now. But this doesn't count. This is a live show, and I have no control over the live show. So I don't think the live shows count, but if he hears his name on your podcast, there you go. Ding! What someone call lies. Episode 55, September 15th. 2 minutes and 15 seconds. Blah, 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 blah. Daniel Brewer, blah, 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 blah. He writes that down. I think that's what's going on.
Well, you know, he is one of the co-creators of Pride 48, right?
Absolutely. Well,
what do you think he did that for? Much like the Tide Corporation wants to know about all your laundry needs on Twitter, Daniel is doing nothing but compiling evidence and information.
Yeah, you're right. Daniel, and do you know what
do
else?
Do you know enough about us yet? Can you stop?
Did you have audio you wanted to play? Because it was okay.
Hello, I'm a completely strange person that's just here in this room here. To what end is this person writing down all this stuff? Because it seems to be of no use to him to actually be writing these things down.
I'm so glad you asked.
Excellent, I'll go sit back down.
The reason he's compiling this data is because he wants to obtain the most number of mentions on podcast he can of any person in the podcasting world. Why do you think he has so many shows? How many shows has this guy had? Callbox 7, DI, Dubious Intent, Dubious Intent Plus, Sauced, I don't know.
Let
what
it up. Used to be.
Oh, alcohol, yeah. Like, so he's not only is he adding himself to his own lists, but he's using us as fodder to create
Fodder? Oh, my God.
I think you have it wrong. I think you have it wrong. I know this for a fact. He actually goes through all the podcasts and takes note of the ones and episodes where they don't mention his name.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, no. then you're on the naughty, you know, the naughty
it's
list.
It's just a shorter list, that's all.
So, is that why Daniel hates me? Because I've never said his name on my show.
This is why you will never hear, Daniel Brewer's name on the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast. And be anybody who comes on. Now, this is not to denigrate Daniel Brewer.
No,
I must say,
not.
I love Daniel Brewer. I think he's
Daniel, join me under the bus. It's fun. The wheels hit your head. come with me.
So we can't talk of this ever again, but if anyone is ever on the Pink Wheel Nuts Garage live show and you mention the Daniel Brewer, you will be deleted from the show, you will be hung up on, and any mention of the Daniel Brewer will be removed from the stream, the subscribe to stream of the Pink Wheel Nuts Garage live show.
Has he become Voldemort to you?
Well, not knowing what that is,
Harry
I'll
Potter.
Just say yes.
You know, hearing that from you, I think you should ask Daniel what that makes his happiness score.
That's a good question. Yeah, come on, Daniel.
You missed the visual of Daniel walking up to
my
the microphone.
Happiness score is at a fucking 2 now. I'm sorry.
No.
I didn't mean to offend you by having other people mention me on their shows.
I'm not
offended.
I
think you need to make amends.
I'm sorry.
I'll give him a little hug later. Yeah, he knows right. I love him. We all love the Daniel Brewer. Yeah.
I do actually have an automotive question. Can I ask that? Do you have time to answer that?
Yes, just the
Before you do that, Daniel?
Yes.
We know you thought this was Pride 48, just a gathering of minds and podcasts and voices. But Daniel, this is an intervention.
Yes.
Daniel, this is how your accumulation of podcasts has affected us all. Everybody, would you come to the microphone
I've
and read
quit.
Your letter?
I've quit several. I quit that Pythagoras stone crap. Anyway. I have an automotive question. As many of you know, I have a new car, Joe in Dallas, who's not in the chat room right now. I've got green caps on my wheels. And I was like, it's a black car with black rims and everything, but yet there's these green caps. And I'm like, why the hell is there green caps? And they said, this because there's nitrogen in the tires. Why did they put nitrogen in Joe in Dallas, and how does that help me? That's my question.
Thank you very much, Daniel. That is an excellent question. I always thought the green caps were weird, and I never really liked the green caps, but there is a good reason for nitrogen. The idea behind the nitrogen is nitrogen is a larger molecule than an oxygen molecule, and the nitrogen molecule will not escape out from the tire. If you just put air, plain old air in your tire, oxygen being a smaller molecule, that molecule can work its way outside of the tire through the rubber, and thereby you have reduced, your air pressure goes down, and you have to put more air back into your tire, and nitrogen prevents you from having the air come out of your tires.
Oh, cool. Thank you very much. That was very, I actually never knew that.
And I also,
I've now tricked you into using my name on a show that you're going to release.
Psych.
I don't like to talk about it, but I do have a degree in psychology.
You can beep it out.
Yeah, I'm going to cut it all out. Speaking of, yeah, come on up, Peter. Peter has a question.
Greg. Where'd that come from?
So my driveway is a steep slope downward. And so I always had this debate with my husband about how to park on the driveway. Do you put it in park, and then you put the parking brake on, and then you take the foot off the brake? Or do you put the parking brake on, put it in park, and then take the foot off the brake? Or you put the parking brake on, take the foot off the brake, and then put it in park?
This is what I would do. I would drive into the driveway, put on the parking brake.
Yeah.
Put it into...
See?
I would probably put it in neutral and let the parking brake grip up on the thing and then put it in park. So I would put it in, I would drive up, put on the brake, neutral, take your foot off the brake so that the car goes whoop, right? And the,
right,
the brake
it's better
will kick
to do
in.
That then, and then when you come back an hour later and start the car and it lurches forward, it's
right.
bad for the
and
brakes.
Let's explore this a little bit. The reason you want to do that is when you put your car in park, there's what's called a sprag. It's a thick, heavy metal rod.
Oh, well,
I know quite a bit about. engages and holds the wheels in place. It prevents the wheel from moving. When you put your vehicle in park and that sprag engages and then you let the car lurch forward, you're putting a lot of pressure on that sprag, and that metal rod is holding all of the weight of your car up on the on mm-hmm. the hill. So it's better to let your brakes take the weight, put the vehicle in park, and then when you come back to the car and take it out of the park, you have this really violent reaction that occurs when you try to get the vehicle out of park, because you're ripping the sprag out and then the tension
gets
knocked off. Yeah. And so, yeah, so emergency brake, release the pressure, put it in park, go away.
Thank you. I love you, Daniel Brewer.
I'm sorry.
Daniel Brewer, D-A-N-I-E-L-B-R-E-W-E-R, Daniel Brewer, Daniel Brewer.
Cut that mic.
All right, folks, we got to get out of here. The Pink Wheel Nuts Garage is coming to an end. I just do want to say, if there are any people who have driven here the people that have been driving other people who've arrived from the airport, like Gary in Albuquerque, Donna Sugars, Melissa the Confused. If you need your car checked, I can check your tire pressure, check your oil, make sure your car's going to be all good and healthy. Come and see me after the show.
So nice.
Make sure that you're all looked after. And I also want to thank those people who worked in sort of conjunction, or when the Pride 48 shuttle wasn't able to work. I know from my own experience how difficult it is to collect people from the airport, and so hats off to all those people who did all that organizing and driving and stuff. Thank you for joining me here today on the Pink Wheel Nuts Garage. And thank you, Brenda Boo. Is there any show you want to pitch?
No. It's all about you, Faye.
All right, fantastic. You can see me on pinkwheelnuts.com for the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast or the Pink Wheel Nuts Garage live show. And I have some Kleenex here for Wes, and we're going to talk about it a little later. How much time do I have? Just about a minute? Well, run the show close, and I will check out. Hello, Pink Wheel Nuts Garage.